Masters of Suspense.
Same bartender.
Brand.
Yeah. Joe, meet my friend Farno.
Hiya.
You've heard of Farno, ain't you?
Yeah.
I guess you heard of me during the last couple of years, huh? I've come up in the world since I was told I was an undesirable in this town.
You staying around?
Yeah.
Brand, look.
Don't try to tell me I'm wrong, Farno. I know what I'm doing. If you and the boys want to drift, then go ahead and drift.
You know that me and the boys wouldn't leave without you.
Forget it. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Two whiskeys, Joe.
Yeah, sure.
Drink? You better me a drink?
Well, old Pete. Figured you'd have drunk yourself to death by now.
Drink?
Remember me, Pete?
Yeah, Brad. Good to see you. Buy me a whiskey?
You ought to know me better than that, Pete. To get something from me, you gotta earn it. So how about some entertainment, huh? Come on, do a little dance. Sing a song for Farno and me, huh?
I'll give my drink, Brand.
I'm the customer here. You just tend the bar and shut up.
Drink, huh?
Two whiskeys, Pete, for a song and dance. Now, come on.
Two whiskeys?
Yeah, come on, dance. Dance. That's right. Now, sing. Come on, sing. We got company. The same old Marshal, too. Hello, King.
Hello, Brant.
Whiskey?
Give him his whiskeys, Joe.
Yeah. Didn't expect to see you again, Brant.
I got homesick. Marshal, meet Jerry Farno.
I've heard of you, Farno.
And Brant's told me a lot about you, Marshal.
You and the Citizens Committee gonna try to push me out of town again, King?
We didn't push you out. We only suggested that you try your luck elsewhere.
You gonna make a suggestion like that again?
Everything'll be all right, Brant, if you behave yourself.
I didn't come back here to behave myself. You want to know why I came back?
Why?
To kill you, Marshal.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, The Last Man. If someone asked you this question, is evolution scientific, how would you answer? To keep informed on the relation of the Bible to modern science, listen to The Bible and Modern Science every Friday afternoon at 5:15 on WMUU.
Like that. You may have got away with murder in other places, Brant, but not here.
No?
Maybe you better just breeze right through.
Oh, no. I got it figured out, King. This might be a law-abiding town, but like other towns west of the Mississippi, the marshal's got to be a fella who ain't afraid to use his gun.
I never ran away from trouble yet.
Fine, fine. And I'll see you outside in the street at 3:00. It's 2 hours from now.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm challenging you to a gunfight. Marshals like Wyatt Earp, they never refuse a challenge. If they did, they wouldn't be able to hold their heads up. You got a pretty good reputation, Marshal. You wouldn't want to lose that reputation, now would you? You wouldn't want people to point at you in the street and say, "He's yellow."
Nobody will ever say that, Brant.
And I'll see you at 3:00. Come on, Farno.
Yeah. He said two whiskeys, Joe.
Yeah, Pete, you got another one coming. How about you, Marshal?
Pour me a double.
You can't do it, Marshal.
There's no way out, Bill.
But Brandt, he's a man who lives by the gun.
So am I.
But when's the last time you used that gun of yours, eh? About a year ago? During the last year, Brandt's killed at least six men in gunfights.
I'm Marshal of this town. When I get a challenge, I either accept it or run. I'm too old to run, Bill.
Look. When Brandt shows up, we can both be there.
He'll have his gang backing him up. No, Bill, it's him and me. Just the two of us. Come in. Goodwin. I just heard about Brandt from Joe.
You're not going to meet Brandt out there, are you?
There's nothing else I can do.
Marshal, this is a clean town. As president of the Citizens Committee, I demand that George Brandt be arrested.
On what charge?
Charge of... Well, can't you think of something?
There isn't any charge.
But he wants to shoot you.
When a marshal gets a gunfighting challenge, he's got to accept it.
Is there another way out, Goodwin?
What's that?
Brandt's got a gang. I'm the marshal's only deputy. But if we can deputize, say, 30 or so men, we can run Brandt and his gang out of town.
That'd mean shooting, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
It'd mean shooting, all right. Brandt came back for one reason, to get revenge on this town. And he'll get it. One way or another.
Mr. Goodwin, how about letting us deputize you and some of the others in the Citizens Committee, eh?
Oh, no. That's impossible.
Why?
Well, we're not fighting men.
Would you rather see the marshal shot dead?
My job is to see to the civic side of things. I'm not a gunman. Besides, you should be able to arrest Brandt. Invent a charge if necessary.
If I tried that, his gang would shoot up the town.
We gotta face his men with more men, Mr. Goodwin. His guns with more guns.
There will be no gun war in this town. The problem has to be solved by you two. That's what you're being paid for.
Don't worry. We'll do our duty. And now, if you'll leave us alone for a while.
I wish you the best of luck, Marshal. I'll be in the saloon.
Yeah, I better check my gun.
Marshal, I can't let you go through with this.
Nothing you can do, Bill. You know that.
Why does Brandt want it like this?
Maybe he blames me for pushing him out of town 5 years ago.
But that was an order from the Citizens Committee.
Yeah, but I enforced the order. It's 5-3. Let's go over to the saloon.
Joe, some drinks for the marshal and his deputy.
Right.
Me and the boys were just saying, Marshal, we think Brad won't show up. We think he's all bluff.
Yes. I'm glad you see it that way, Leary.
I don't. You got rid of Brandt once before, Marshal, and you can do it again. We've got every confidence in you.
Yes.
That's nice to hear, Goodwin.
Your drinks, Marshal.
Thanks, Joe. Bill.
Well, here's luck.
Luck.
Fill him right up again, Joe. It's on me.
All right, Mr. Goodwin.
Brandley's gang! He's thrown into town! Brandley!
Here, right here. You were wrong about that bluff, Leary.
Hey, you can get him, Marshal. We'll all be pulling for you.
Marshal King!
It's Brandt.
I'm out here in the street, Marshal. Waiting for you.
Well, Marshal, it's not too late. The horses are out back.
You're wasting your time, Bill.
Yeah. Good luck, Marshal.
Marshal, I want to wish you the best of luck, too.
Thanks, Pete.
I'm waiting for you, King.
I'm coming, Branch.
Show him what you're made of, Marshal.
Yes, gun him down, Marshal. We'll all be watching.
Shut up! Shut up! You're so full of advice and good wishes. Words, that's all, words. You're peace-loving citizens who want law and order. But somebody else is going to bleed for it. Right now, I'm wondering why I ever let you give me this badge. And if I live through this, you can have it back.
Yours, Marshal.
I'm ready for you, Brandt.
You know, I've really got nothing personal against you, Marshal. I know that when you ordered me out of town, it was only because of the Citizens Committee and told you to do it. So I'm ready to call off my challenge on one condition.
I'm making no bargains with you, Brandt.
All I want you to do is unpin that badge and throw it down.
Why?
This is a clean, lily-white town. But only because you kept it that way. If another saloon was allowed to open up, one with gambling and dancing girls, people would flock to it. I aim to open up such a saloon.
So that's it?
Yeah. The nice people here were so proud of their town that they had me pushed out. Well, before I'm finished, the place will be full of gamblers, gunslingers, and painted ladies. If the nice people don't like it, they can move out.
That's your revenge on the town, huh?
That's my revenge, King. And the only way I can get it is to gun down every man who's foolish enough to wear the marshal's badge. Use your head, King. Just unpin that 10-star and let it drop.
No.
That you just told them that you didn't want the badge.
There's still one job I've got to do as Marshal.
All right, if that's the way...
Watch it, Marshal!
I got a message for the next Marshal. I'll be here to meet him at 10 tomorrow morning.
In just a moment, we return with our story, The Last Man.
Parking the car is costing you plenty today. But have you considered the city coach lines? It costs so little to ride to work and home again, and you don't have to worry about the traffic.
To 10. Why is the saloon so empty this morning, Joe?
They're having a citizens' committee meeting in the church.
Meeting? If words could kill, Brand would be full of bullet holes.
Yeah, Marshal.
Marshal. King was wearing this badge yesterday. Give him a nice big funeral. Goodman will make a speech. Big, high-flown words. Give me another drink.
Yeah.
Pour one for Pete here.
No, Marshal.
What?
I don't want no drink.
Am I hearing right? Did you say you didn't want a drink?
Don't want one.
Good morning, Marshal.
Hello, Goodwin.
We just had a meeting. It was decided that I'd come here alone. We figured a crowd might get you nervous.
You mean the citizens are afraid I might say the same sort of things King said yesterday?
Marshal King was... Well, he was under a strain. We realized he didn't mean what he said.
Well, he realized wrong. He was telling you just how he felt about you.
Joe, pour a few drinks for us, will you?
You're yellow, Goodwin.
Marshal!
This town's being threatened by Brant and his men. But you and the likes of you haven't got the nerve to buckle on guns.
We're not fighting men.
No, you're not fighting men. You're talking men.
We're ordinary citizens. We have a good, respectable town.
You'll stand by and watch while Brant and his gang take over the town.
It's up to you to stop him.
Don't misunderstand me, Marshal. We appreciate your... And you're willing to use big, nice-sounding words at my funeral, too. Well, it's not going to be a funeral, Goodwin.
That's the way to talk. We have every confidence in you.
There's your badge, Goodwin. See if it'll fit somebody else.
Marshal?
Oh, no, not Marshal. Just Bill Spencer.
You can't do this to us. The town needs protection.
But it's full of good, respectable citizens. Have another meeting. I'm sure that one of your good, respectable citizens will step up and let you pin that badge onto him.
You can't just quit a position of trust and responsibility.
Let's get things straight, Goodwin, eh? When King was killed yesterday, the town was short of a marshal.
You were the deputy.
Usually there's an election for marshal. Why wasn't there an election after King was killed?
The position was unusual.
There wasn't anybody who wanted to be marshal. But if Brant wasn't around, he'd have a hatful of candidates. He'd have said I was too young yet to be marshal.
You'll be branded a coward.
This town is full of people wearing that same brand. When a man gets ready to die, Goodwin, he's got to have something worth dying for.
King was willing to die.
Oh, not for you. Oh, no, he'd worn that marshal's badge for a long time. He'd die to show that he deserved to wear it. For me, I don't want it. Not in this town.
If you quit, no town will have you. We'll make sure the story gets out.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. You're pretty good at words.
Brandon.
Where's your badge, Marshal?
On the bar, Brant.
Ain't you gonna pin it on? Makes a good target.
Oh, no. This town will have to find itself another target.
Bill! Bill, you can't do this to us, Bill!
A town without a marshal.
We'll get a marshal.
Oh.
We'll have a meeting and elect one.
Think you'll get any candidates? Think there's anybody in this town with the nerve to pin on that badge?
Oh, we're Pete.
That'd be just perfect. The town drunk, representing all the fine, clean-living people.
I'll wear this badge.
Give me that badge, Pete.
He's got as much right to it as you have, Goodwin.
We'll have an election. We'll have an election for Marshal right away.
Make it a quick one. I'll be back at 2 this afternoon.
And that's the position, friends. This is a time of emergency. A time of sacrifice. Now, I want some nominations for the job of marshal.
Mr. Goodwin?
Are you nominating yourself, Leary?
Oh, no. I'm a bit too old for that. But I just wanted to say that if I was 15 or 20 years younger, I'd jump at this chance to serve our community.
You're not any older than Marshal King was, Leary.
Friends, listen to me, please. Leary is right. This is a job for young men, and I see many fine young men in this hall. Now, come on, call out your names, then we'll have our election. Please, friends, you must realize that this is an emergency.
I nominate Clyde Harter.
Well, that's a start. Clyde Harter.
I refuse the nomination. I wouldn't stand a chance against Brand. It'd be like committing suicide.
Yeah. Please, friends, we must have a marshal. The town needs you. One of you now step forward. Step forward and the town will be eternally grateful. Please, friends.
Looks like you'll have to take me, Mr. Goodwin.
Pete!
You can give me that badge now, Mr. Goodwin.
Friends, you can't let this happen to our town.
Why not? What does it matter who dies? I say let him be marshal.
Yeah, why not?
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, The Last Man. Even with all our elaborate transmitting facilities, utilizing the most modern principles of communication, and your fine home radio receiver, WMUU cannot bring you its high-caliber programming without a most important component, the advertiser. Trade with them regularly. You'll be doing both of us a favor.
This is WMUU-FM in Greenville, South Carolina.
Pours two more drinks, Joe.
Yeah, Mr. Goodwin.
What a disgrace.
Yeah, yeah. A barfly for a marshal. The whole country will be laughing at our town.
They won't be laughing, gents. They'll just feel sick.
Eh?
There he drinks.
Where is he, anyhow?
Pete went up to my room about an hour ago.
It's almost two.
He's probably dead drunk by now. Probably doesn't remember anything of what happened.
Well, I hope...
Hello, gents. Pete.
Yeah. You look so different.
Yeah. Had a shave and a clean up, change of clothes. This gun I borrowed.
Do you know how to use a gun?
Once I knew how.
Maybe there's a chance.
Not against Brandt, there isn't.
Oh, you never can tell. Somebody's got to beat Brandt in a gunfight sooner or later. Poor Peter drink, Joe.
No. Now, I'm not going to have anything to drink.
That's being smart. Keep your wits about you.
Pete, I'd like to have a talk with you down the other end of the bar.
All right. Well?
I can't let you go through with this.
You can't stop me, Joe.
Listen to me.
Nothing you say can stop me. I'm sober. I'm clean. I haven't been like this for a long time.
I'd rather see you a hopeless drunk.
I ate and I slept and I drank. Most of the time, I didn't even know what was going on.
You've got no chance against Brandt. You gotta realize that. There is no miracle gonna happen.
I don't expect no miracle, Joe.
You're going to your death. You're gonna be killed.
Yeah.
These people ain't worth dying for, Pete. Even if a miracle did happen, even if you killed Brandt, do you think they'd let you stay, Marshal?
I ain't doing it for them, Joe. This is for myself.
It's Brandt now. Take off that badge, Pete.
No.
I see you didn't get any other candidates, Goodwin.
Brandt, listen to me. Pete doesn't know what he's doing.
Don't worry. I'm not going to kill him. It's people like these two that I got my argument with.
I'm the marshal, Brandt. You've got your argument with me.
Give him a drink, Joe. On me. He's got the shakes.
I'm the marshal, Brandt.
Sure, Pete, sure. You even look like a marshal. Have a drink and forget it.
No.
Don't push me, Pete.
Brandt, I tell you, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Unbuckle your gun belt, Pete. Unbuckle it.
Brandt.
I'm telling you. Unbuckle that gun belt.
No.
Brandt, let me talk to him for a while. I don't think he even understands what's going on.
I know just what's going on, Joe.
Pete. Let me put it into plain words. I don't want to hurt you, but you're wearing a star, and you're wearing a gun belt.
Draw, Brandt.
Don't be crazy.
I'm the marshal. Draw, Brandt.
I'd kill you before you had the gun out. Unbuckle that belt before I lose my patience.
No.
Draw, Pete, draw. You did that, Goodwin.
I thought he'd have a better chance if he started to draw before Brandt did.
I was pushed into that. I'll be back in the morning to see if you've got a new marshal, Goodwin.
Brandt.
Pete. He got him in the head. Brandt is finished.
Arno!
So Brandt is dead. I told him it was a fool move.
What are you and your men going to do now?
Brandt told us if he was gunned down, we could do as we liked. We're riding out.
They're riding out. We're all... All right.
Yeah, Goodwin. You're all right. You've still got your nice, clean town.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, The Last Man.